Where we have with Daniel at this point?
Same as he was last week. So he'll do stuff at practice, not contact. Getting better, but same.
Same workload, no team reps still?
Yeah, no team reps.
How does he go about getting cleared for contact? What's the process for that?
See the doctors, and then the doctors clear him.
You say he's getting better, but like, so...
He's feeling better, and then when the doctors tell me he's cleared, then cleared.
Are those like daily checkups, weekly, or how often is he?
Well, I mean, he sees our trainers, and we have a doctor, and it's... Last week, it was at the end of the week, so... But he's constant communication with those guys.
We're still talking about nothing more than a neck.
Hmm?
Yep. When he is healthy, is he definitely your starter?
Yep.
And why him and not Tyron?
I'm not kidding. I mean, he's our starter.
I've said it.
I don't know how many times asked, but I've said it a bunch.
Brian, just in terms of logistics, if he's cleared later in the week and hasn't been taking team reps, can he jump in?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. He's played a lot of football, so I'm not going to. What happens 2 days or 3 days. When he's cleared, you guys will be the first to know.
Is Andrew Thomas going to practice today?
He is. Yeah, everybody's practicing except Brightwell. And Leo will have a vet day.
Anybody limited?
Yeah, there'll be Andrew Thomas, yes. There'll be some guys limited.
Is Andrew in that group?
He is, but he'll be out here doing stuff. Limited, I'll just give him to you. Saquon, Adoree. Obviously, Daniel, we've talked about. Evan, John Michael, AT, Waller, and then we'll give Leo a vet day.
What's your feeling on Schmitz for Sunday? I mean, you said he wasn't going to be an IR thing. Yeah. Which probably would mean three games or fewer.
Yeah, I think let him practice, and we'll see how it goes by the end of the week. But I'd say all those guys that have been out for a while are getting better. So this is kind of their next step here is see how they do at practice.
How did you feel your young cornerbacks played on Sonny? You didn't have Adoree, and you really played kind of four of them.
Yeah. Again, I think Tay's been improving. Hawk was out there. I thought he did a good job, was physical. Flott's doing a good job inside. So, those guys have worked hard and compete out here at practice, and I thought they did a good job.
You've gone to a younger thing at wide receiver.
Sure.
Is that something you consider a cornerback too, where, hey, let's – look at these guys and see what we've got from them?
No, I would just say whoever we want out there, those are the guys that are going to be out there for that particular game or that particular defense. So whoever we think is, ready to go and fully healthy, that's what will be out there.
This team invested a lot of money, obviously, in Andrew. What would it mean to get him back out there?
It'd be great. Yeah, he's a really good left tackle.
What would it mean for the whole group? I mean, maybe you can move someone a few inside ways. What is it? Is it a trickle down effect to everybody?
Sure. Yeah. No, it'd be great to have a good left tackle, that you had signed here to be out there. But again, we're not going to rush him. Whenever he's ready to go, that's when he'll be out there.
What goes into like the IR decisions? Like, say a guy like Parrott was out for 2 weeks, then you put him on IR. Other guys you put on right away. Other guys you don't put on at all, and they miss 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'd say you discuss with the doctors. Joe and I discuss it, see where their injury's at, see how long we think it could be, not be. I mean, there's a lot of conversation. So, Parrott, we thought would be a little bit of time. Gray, same thing. And some guys you hold out hope that maybe it's a little bit, maybe it's not. Every injury is different, as you know. So, that answers your question.
Where do you stand at returner?
At returner? So we signed Gunner. He'll be on the practice squad. He'll get some reps. Slay gets reps. Shep will continue to get reps. Adoree will get reps. Say those four guys.
What was your approach in the preseason when you were going against the Jets starters? Like, did you have to measure that? Like, how much you showed? Because they're going with their ones. You weren't necessarily playing yours.
Yeah, that's a good question. You don't run a lot in the preseason. So, again, it's good to have it on tape to see some of those guys. We practiced against them last year, too, and obviously played them in the preseason. But relative to scheme and things like that, I would say it was pretty basic. Offensively, we pressured a little bit defensively that game, but didn't. It was pretty basic stuff.
But you did have Hyatt do the double move on Sauce. Was that something you just wanted to see him do? I mean, because you put that on tape.
Yeah. I thought it would be a good first play.
Statistically, one of the things the Jets have done well this year is takeaways. Do you talk about that this week?
Yeah. Yeah, they're excellent at it. I mean, they've that three on Mahomes, two counted, three on Josh, three on Jalen, I think. And that's they played Philadelphia, Kansas City, Buffalo, beat Philadelphia. I just think Coach Sala does a great job. His defenses are always well coached. You know, competed against him when he was at San Francisco and I was at Buffalo. I think the world of him as a guy. He's got a defense plays with high energy, specific type of guy that plays extremely hard. They rotate their front four like hockey shifts. They got two really good corners. I'd say they kind of do what they do on early downs, and they do it very, very well. And then they give you some issues schematically and some passing situations. But yeah, certainly, I mean, they take the ball away. They play good red zone defense. They play fast. They got a lot of good players. I got a lot of respect for, Coach Sala, that defense, how they go about it.
Do you know Jeff Ulbrich at all?
Yeah, yep, I've seen him. I know, obviously, we were here last year practicing. Another good coach. They got a lot of good coaches. White Cotton's on, I mean, some guys that I've been around. And it shows, but, they have, they play a certain way. I'd say they have really good front four. Call it more than a front four with the amount of times they rotate in there. And they have two good cover corners. Mosley, I think, he's an unbelievable middle linebacker. Instinctive, can read routes, knows when to jump. I mean, he's as good as they come inside. So this is it's a challenging defense to get ready for. And it shows. I think they've done a great job with it.
What have you noticed, or what have you learned about Breece Hall and what a difference he makes for them?
Yeah, he's a good one too. And he's a big back that runs really fast and gets, if he gets out in the open, he can make a guy miss. He can slash in one cut. And then a couple runs he had backed up in the first game of the year. And he had a long one against Kansas City, 43-yarder. You gotta put a lot of hats to the ball on him. He's a big back, but he's fast too, and he can take it a long way.
Dave,
good player.
Your inside backers with Okereke and McFadden. I mean, I know we've talked about the defense as a group the last couple of weeks, but it seems like those two guys together have really emerged as a pairing. What does that do for all three levels when those two guys can play as well as they have together?
Yeah, good communicators. They kind of tie in the front end and the back end together. Bobby plays a lot, and Micah plays a lot, but he also plays on special teams. We have different roles for Zay in there. But two good communicators. They both can run. They're instinctive. They're fast. They've done a good job for us.
What do you remember about your time working for the Jets?
Getting old, Pat. it's a long time ago. It's a good organization. Got the chance to meet the ownership, good people there, Jaime. Now Douglas is the GM, who I got a lot of respect for, Sala. There's some people that were in there that are still there that, good people. So remember one year was not real good. The other year, I think we had a winning record, but kind of fizzled toward the end and was only there for 2 years.
Saquon said to me the other day after the game that you and Joe pulled him aside last week, kind of to reassure him that he sort of wanted here. Why did you feel the need to do that?
Well, someone told me that there was some rumors out there, so I walked up to him at walkthrough and said, "Yeah, that's not happening. So let's go to walkthrough." That's it.
So definitely be here after the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Did you get any kind of feel from the other side of this rivalry about how the Jets feel about the Giants in that short time?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a long time ago, Pat. I couldn't remember the exact conversation. But obviously, it's competitive. They're both in the same town. You understand, it's a juice game. So, yeah.
What about from inside here? Do you get the sense that this game means something more than just week eight of a regular season?
Well, I think you understand when you have two teams in the same town, sure. But for us, we gotta play a good game regardless of who it's against. And perform at our highest level. So understand it, appreciate it, respect it totally, but our focus has to remain, getting better, doing the things we need to do against a good team that's beat some good teams.
Dave, is there any difference? I mean, 15 years ago wasn't the same. You might say something in the locker room, it might not get to San Francisco as quickly, but when you have those two teams in the same town, it's pretty easy for them to follow you guys, you to follow them. Is there a dynamic there that you guys are aware of as you go into a week like this, knowing that, you know, same town, it's pretty close?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just focused on the team we're playing that week. So, again, got a lot of respect for, you know, the Jets-Giants games and everything that entails. But, you know, my focus on, let's get ready to figure out how to play well against their defense or offense, a kicking game. Kind of same process we go through.
I guess what I was getting at is just the idea that, you know, this is a league filled with paranoia nowadays, the idea of what you let out, you know, what people say, what schematics are. Is there a difference now when it's two teams in the same area that are essentially
probably the same.
Way?
Yeah, probably the same.
Okay. Brian, these are two teams that may be going with their backup quarterbacks, you know, as starters this game. Just what does that say about, you know, the futility of trying to play in long term as a football coach, and, you know, who's going to be available when and things like that?
Yeah, no, that's the league we're in. You all know that too. So whoever's the next man up, that's why they're on your team, and you get them ready to play. Whether that's a quarterback tee or left tackle, running back, whatever it may be, middle linebacker, corner. I mean, you have to. That's why you have a roster. You try to build it as deep as you can build it, and keep the guys on the roster that you think, you know, when their number's called, they go out there and execute it.